is 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we will share with you there. They are completely free. You get to control the content. You find something online you want to share with us and the listeners, you submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It'll then appear on the upcoming stories page on our site. And at that point, it must receive a certain number of votes in order to leave the upcoming stories page and be promoted to the front page and the top of the site, meaning we're more likely to see it, possibly talk about it, and other listeners that are visiting the site will also be more likely to see it if it's on the front page. So go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
As we continue with your... we're not going to continue with your thoughts because nobody's on the line. So we're going to continue with what's going on Salon.com.
Yeah, I was going to say, we haven't since a long time since we've had that video.
Well, yeah, I wanted to make sure we got folks in their comments
sure.
in here. But
Free Talk Live.
We've been talking about grand juries, and specifically the federal grand jury. I don't know if the same thing would happen at a state level, but I bet it would, because they are putting activists in prison in the Northwest. They're activists from the Seattle area, for instance, Portland, other folks in the Northwest. They've been put in prison for refusing to participate in a grand jury investigation. They refused to testify in front of a grand jury. A grand jury subpoenaed them to come in and testify, and they said, no, that's okay. No, I'd rather use my right to remain silent that I thought I had, but apparently don't. And then as a result of remaining silent, they're now going to prison, and they are in prison, and will possibly be held there for up to 18 months. And that's what the situation is. We're actually sharing with you the audio from one of these prisoners. This young lady, her name is Leah Lynn Plant. She's 24, probably weighs 110 pounds. Not the kind of person you'd expect to see in prison. And she is in there now. She went in on Thursday, and this was her final statement from before she checked in, shall we say.
Recess. I narrowly avoided a contempt hearing simply because they ran out of time.
So she was giving her story about how they raided her home. They've raided several homes over the summertime of so-called anarchists. They took their clothing. They took their computers. They took their anarchist literature. And this was basically an intimidation tactic because, as she points out, she wasn't even in Seattle where the May Day protests that they were supposedly investigating happened. She says that they even seemed to know, that the people that were raiding her home seemed to be aware that no one in the home was in Seattle on the day that these alleged destructive acts of vandalism had occurred.
Didn't matter.
Right. They were just raiding them because they could.
Now, the FBI has stated that anarchists are basically rebels without causes. I can't remember exactly. Criminals looking for an ideology or some terminology that they used to describe
domestic terrorists.
Yeah, to describe this kind of sort of black bloc anarchist that they're accusing her of being. I don't know this lady or what she believes precisely.
Right. Well, if they had evidence she'd done something, they'd bring her up on charges, which they haven't done.
Right. And so, you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all that they would go and attempt to harass people like that.
Had she broken a storefront window, do you think she would have spent 18 months in prison?
Right. I mean, I can't imagine that for a second.
No, they're punishing her because she won't go along with their,
yep.
this their is, scam.
It's the highest form of crime in America, which is disobeying, not agreeing with what the authorities say. To having a conscience and acting by it.
Right. Let's go on with her statement here.
Tennyson was told I would receive my fourth subpoena. I walked out of the courthouse just in time to witness Matthew Kyle Duran, my fellow resistor, being taken away to prison in a police van. It broke my heart to watch them kidnap an amazing and strong person and take him away from his friends and loved ones. Catherine Cadio Olesnik has met a similar fate for refusing to testify on September 27th. Right now, Matt and Cadio are both sitting in prison cells for doing nothing but remaining silent. I have nothing but love and admiration for them both, and I know that thousands of others feel the same. On the drive home that night, my brain felt like it was short-circuiting. A few days later, I received notice that my next subpoena was for October 10th. They also notified my lawyer that they are preparing for a contempt hearing. Court dates aside, my life has been a roller coaster. Thanks to unrelated events, I have suffered with severe depression and PTSD for many years. These are now much worse, and new things trigger me. For a while after the raid, I was in a constant state of panic and could barely eat. Every time someone knocked on the door, every time I heard any sort of loud sound in my house, my heart sank and I thought, they've come for me.
Now, I think that's a particularly interesting section of this passage, because it really describes what people go through. I mean, even if she didn't have PTSD from whatever the previous event was, and who knows what sort of horrible event she's referring to there, even if she didn't have this issue, I imagine a lot of people feel that way after they've had their home violated and their privacy violated and their lives turned upside down.
I can't imagine that it would be anything short of terrifying to have somebody break into your home at any point. And to, I think it would be more terrifying for them to be FBI agents than to be a robber or something.
What do you do? I mean, a robber you can defend yourself against. A robber does it when you're generally not there. I mean, there certainly are home invaders that do these kind of things, but you can at least call the police after they leave. There's nothing you can do when the FBI raids your house.
Well, and these people are, the way that they're dressed typically when they do these sorts of raids, they're in all black, they're wearing face masks.
In this case,
and
it was fatigues. But yes, frequently it's all
okay,
black.
Okay, fatigues.
So it looked like the military.
Scary,
right?
The military breaking, or the at least the perception of the military,
yep,
breaking into your home with giant guns and bulletproof vests. This is way more over the top than you would ever get from any sort of home invader.
Absolutely. Battering ram to the front door. That's how these guys came in, and they were there to take literature.
Why do they do this when people are home? Why knock the door down with a battering ram? I don't understand.
It's exciting. It's an adrenaline rush. I mean, we've talked to Barry Cooper
but
from
Never Get
Busted. But
how could anybody justify that? If you're home,
they
knocked on
the
door and said, "Hi, we have a warrant for your arrest." You have to destroy the house, too?
They get off on it. I mean, look, we've talked to Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com.
I understand that.
I know, but our listeners may not have known this. So we've talked to Barry Cooper. He's a former narcotics agent from Texas. And he told us very specifically, the reason why these guys do this stuff is because they're adrenaline junkies. They get off on it, and the idea that there might be someone in there who is dangerous, even if they know that they're not, you know, they've looked, oh, it's a bunch of granola-eating hippies, they're not going to do anything, there's still that chance that somebody in there might go ahead and reach for a weapon or,
a cell phone.
Or jump at them or something like that, and the chance that they could cave in a hippie's head is what they're really interested in.
Okay.
They want to hurt somebody.
Right. I understand why they do it, but I don't understand how it's legal.
Oh, well, everything they do is legal.
I just don't understand. They should be able to knock on the door. Maybe
we don't live in a just world.
You know, maybe in a world where a police department existed and they were looking for someone dangerous under their little rules, they could, you know, if they knocked on the door and you never answered, take. But it's instantly the response. They don't even try to knock on the door.
They could have flushed their literature.
Well, I would say that their answer would be that, right, we can say that their answer would be that, they're going to destroy evidence, it's important that we catch them by surprise so that we have the scene as preserved as we possibly can or whatever.
They have their excuses, but ultimately, the real reason is they want to kick
some
butt.
Wouldn't they have the ability then to pick the lock and just open the door and come in?
They could.
You would
they
think
could.
That they would have
that
ability.
Skill, though. You have to. Lockpicking is a skill.
Can
you have
do
to practice
it, right?
It.
Well, I mean, if you want me to respond as I believe a police officer would respond or an FBI agent.
But we're talking
would respond,
about FBI agents, not standard issue police officers.
They might be, somebody might hear the noise at the door and then, start putting holes through the door. They want to get somebody in and on their belly as quickly as possible. We read a story last night where they put a grandmother, a pregnant woman, and their 3-year-old on the floor on their bellies. So as they were to search the house for an hour for somebody who was a couple of doors down that they missed the address on.
I mean, in an ideal world, in which we don't live, but we would like to, the police would be there to really protect and serve people and not arrest and harass and threaten and intimidate innocent, peaceful people who never harmed anyone else, who would never have the police raiding people's homes unless they're, a wanted murderer or holding people hostage or something like that. But unfortunately, that's not the world we live in. We live in the one where they have total power and they attract the corrupt.
I don't think that the lockpicking's okay either, but it just seems like the pushing down the door is so extreme.
Yeah, but it's also exciting. That's what they like. It's exciting and it's a rush and they get to bang things in and break things down and possibly cave in hippies' heads. You know, remember the t-shirts the cops had at the Democratic National Convention? Get up early to beat the crowds? Freak Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-923-1929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on, because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-923-1929. That's 1-800-923-1929.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want. Toll free number 855-453. This is SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733.
And I guess might as well throw the question out there. Have you ever been locked up because you didn't speak? Because that's what we're talking about here, is activists from the Northwest who have been threatened and harassed by the police as they raided their homes over the summertime, collecting things like anarchist literature, clothing, computers, that sort of stuff, just going into people's homes, armed raids, you know, clad in military or militaristic uniforms, busting in the front door with a battering ram, and just taking all their stuff, just ruining their lives and intimidating them. This young lady who is giving a statement here before she goes out to prison for what could be 18 months, 24-year-old Leah Lynn Plant, is telling us her story about how it what it was like for her. She had already had PTSD and some serious anxiety issues from some prior, not unrelated events in her life. Now she's got the police in her home intimidating her and threatening and stealing things and being generally scary and awful. And she was talking about how that affected her, that after that, anytime somebody would knock on her door, she would worry that they've come back. And that's a reasonable concern. You know, typically, if you get robbed by a thug on the street, odds are good you probably aren't going to see that same thug again if it's a bigger city or something like that.
Well, I would say that they probably wouldn't knock if they were going to come back.
This is a good point, but it still could
be somebody. But no, I understand. It would be traumatizing.
And
sure.
You don't feel safe. I can't imagine how anyone would feel safe in their own home after having the door busted in and having armed men, you know, clad in fatigues going through your possessions. That's horrifying.
Well, when I think about stuff like this, it makes me feel not safe in my home anyway.
Because it could happen.
This could happen to anybody. Because in this particular instance, she was targeted, but this kind of stuff happens to the wrong house and the wrong people all the time. You can be completely innocent, and this could come to your door.
And she, by all indications, is completely innocent, having not even been in Seattle on the day in which they accuse people of doing vandalism, which they allegedly were they were looking into by stealing all their stuff.
She's an activist, though, and I'm not saying this is right at all, but I'm talking about, you know, my mom. This could happen to my mom, who is the most, you know, boring, innocent, not radical in any way person ever. So you don't have to be an activist for this to happen to you.
Absolutely right. As Mark was mentioning, it was recently a grandma that had her home raided, and she wasn't the first grandma as well. No. Catherine Johnston was 92 years old in Atlanta, had her home raided, and ended up dying at the hands of the police in a gunfight. But she thought it was a criminal gang that was raiding her home, and by all indications, she was correct. Just they call themselves the police and are completely immune from any kind of criminal prosecution for doing these things. If you and I were to go in and bust into somebody's home for some, you know, ostensibly good reason, like stopping them from getting high or something ridiculous like that, we would be considered criminals for doing that. But the police get away with it. Let's continue with Ms. Plant's story. This is, again, her statement before going to prison.
To the day of this writing, I haven't slept a full night since that cold July morning, thanks to nausea-inducing anxiety that wakes me up between 4 and 7 every single morning. After a couple months, the initial panic has faded into grim acceptance. Despite my mental health issues, I never once considered cooperation and never would. It is against everything I believe in. On my right arm, I have a tattoo reading, "Strive to survive, causing least suffering possible." This is something I live by every single day and will continue to live by whether I'm in a cage or not. I cannot express in words how grateful I am to all those who have shown us support and solidarity, especially our friends, partners, and loved ones. We will all get through this together. I know that I am a broken record with the following sentiment, but I feel like it's worth repeating. They want us to feel isolated, alone, and scared. I know that even though KDO is being held in what is essentially solitary confinement, she does not feel alone. I know that Matt does not feel alone. I know that I will not feel alone. When they try to murder...
Nobody's got any idea what solitary confinement's like. I mean, this is...
maximum security, federal prison.
Awful experience. I mean, they know that this is torture. They know that it works. And it's awful. I mean, I'm speaking as a guy who was in prison for 8.5 years, and I was in confinement, not solitary confinement. I had a roommate, mm-hmm. and I was on a block where you could talk to people through sort of like holes.
Did they ever put you in solitary?
No.
Or get lugged?
I don't know. The only way you would get put in solitary in the prison I was in is if you were dangerous to your roommate in confinement.
Mm.
I mean, they didn't do solitary there. I mean, they didn't even have... As a matter of fact, you would be by yourself in the room, but you would be able to talk to the people outside the door. So when you're talking about solitary, now I'm assuming she knows what she's talking about when she says solitary here. And many people will just say, will think confinement is solitary or whatever. But it means that you have no contact with people.
Yeah.
And if you have no contact with people besides guards shoving something through the bean hole, your food through the bean hole 3 times a day, you're going to go crazy. You're really going to go
true.
Crazy. And it's not going to take too long. And if you're in there long enough, you don't. A lot of people's minds don't come back.
Christless, we got communities. We do not scatter. We grow stronger. We thrive. I view this state repression like this. The state thinks it is a black hole that can destroy whatever it wants. In reality, it is much more like a stellar nursery, wherein it unintentionally creates new, strong anarchist stars. I do not look forward to what inevitably awaits me today, but I accept it. I ask that people continue to support us through this process by writing us letters, sending us books, donating, and spreading awareness. My convictions are unwavering and will not be shaken by their harassment. Today is October 10th, 2012, and I am ready to go to prison. Love and solidarity to all those who resist. Reverend Silence, Leah Lynn Plant.
So then the video pulls up a couple of websites to which you might want to go. One of them is freeleah.org, freeleah.org, and then the supportresist.net site actually has her address and the other two folks that were put in previous to her, that their addresses are all there at supportresist.net. And she's right. It's good to know that you are not alone, that there are people out there who care about what you're doing. Maybe they don't feel like they can take the same level of risk, but they feel like they can write you a letter. That makes a big difference. And so if you do feel like reaching out to her, I'm sure she and the other folks who are in those prison cells would appreciate hearing from you, regardless of what their political philosophy might happen to be. And maybe that would be a conversation you could get into with them. Supportresist.net is the site where you can find their addresses. And
it has a little link here right where it says, you know, send books to Leah.
Yep. So I fully, yeah, so great idea, right? Send her a great liberty-oriented book to read while she's in there. But I liked a lot of the things that she had to say, and I think that she's inspirational, and I think that it's heroic. Mark, maybe you're right. Maybe if she'd gotten in front of the grand jury and said, I don't remember, that they would have, you know,
worked
cut her
for
loose.
Reagan.
That they would have cut her loose. It does work for the politicians. You're right. That maybe they would have cut her loose in that case, and that would have been the end of that. So maybe that would be the best way to handle a situation like this. But to her credit, she didn't roll on her friends, and that's likely what they wanted her to do. Although
very brave.
Maybe she didn't even have anything upon which to roll, but she just simply didn't want to go through with the process of being there and answering their questions. And we should be able to remain silent. We shouldn't be forced to speak. Because to be forced to speak means you're just their tool, that you exist for their pleasure, that you exist for their purposes, that you have no autonomy of your own. And she proves that she owns herself. And she took the horrifying punishment that it took to prove that. She's going to be sitting in prison for what could be 18 months. Your thoughts are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
My name is Gary Johnson. I approve this message. Of the many people running for president in 2012, only three will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November. For those of you worried I'll take votes away from the Democrat, and to those of you afraid I'll take votes away from the Republican, I say good. They deserve to lose your vote. Take as many votes as possible away from the people in both parties, keeping us in a state of perpetual war, increasing unsustainable debt, record joblessness, and a bipartisan economic death wish, ruining America for 330 million of us. Be libertarian with me for one election. If after 4 years you decide honest, effective government doesn't work for you, you can always vote failure back into office again. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there at freetalklive.com. Those features include our mobile site. If you have a smartphone, m.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get quick access to our live streams, as well as the podcast and the software you'll need to tune into those live streams. Maybe you don't already have that installed on your phone. We've got links there for you. It makes it easy. And you can go to m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com to access that information. That's m.freetalklive.com.
If you want to get some bitcoins, and bitcoins are the internet's new money, you can find out more about them at weusecoins.org. Go to bitinstant.com. Bitinstant.com has more than a million locations in more than 30 countries, and they make it easy for you to get your bitcoins. Bitcoins are, in my opinion, this is my prediction, going to be one of the most important inventions of this decade. Go check them out. Get some bitcoins. I recommend getting some bitcoins now because I believe their value is going to only increase. It's bitinstant.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. We'll take your calls about anything, but just to wrap up some final thoughts on the young lady from the story's from Salon.com, but that's certainly not the only place reporting on this, thank goodness. A young lady named Leah Lynn Plant and a couple of her friends, Matt Duran and Katia Olgnik, have been jailed. Matt and Katia were jailed previous to Leah, and Leah jailed just at the end of last week.
Yep.
They're in SeaTac Federal Maximum Security Prison in Seattle.
And what happened to them is just as horrifying as what happened to her, but she was able to get a video and some audio out on the internet so you can really connect to her.
Yes, and she does a good job of it. She has some very, I think, motivational things to say. But really, I wanted to share this story, not because just it's outrageous and people need to know about it, certainly, but also because I think that what they did was incredibly brave. And that's the one point we certainly agree on.
Oh, yes.
Whether it was heroism or not, I guess you could say it depends on the larger picture. We don't really have all those details. But I think it was brave. I also think it was heroic.
It certainly has all the trappings of heroism, right?
Yep. And I think that I hope that people will find her story inspirational, because you don't have to, I mean, as Julia pointed out, they could come into your home any old time. It doesn't matter if you're an activist. It doesn't matter if you're a drug dealer. It doesn't matter any of that stuff. They could come into your home any old time and aggress against you. And who knows what they'll come up with. You know, maybe they'll target you for taxes or something like that. They could target you any time they want to, whether you're an activist or not, for whatever reason they want to, and they'll get away with it.
So it could very well be just a drug raid going bad.
It could be
40,000 drug raids in this country. Some of them, that means 1% of them are bad. That's 400 bad drug raids in this country.
There was a story not too long ago about somebody in the Liberty Movement who was her name? Stacy, I think. She rolled over on people. She snitched.
Stacy Litz.
Yeah, and she was, you know, relatively known in the Liberty Movement. She was the hot, you know, like a... She had some kind of a job with one of the Liberty think tank kind of groups, mm-hmm. and you know, she was involved, right? Like heavily involved. People knew who she was, and a lot of people were shocked that she would roll over on her own friends and snitch them out.
Well, what's worse
situation.
Is that she was shocked that people didn't approve of that.
Right. She was trying to make excuses for it and act like she didn't know what to do and that, oh, her lawyer said she should do this, so she would do it, as though she had never considered this in the past. Like, she was allegedly selling LSD to people. And, hey, look, if you're going to sell drugs, there's a good chance somebody's going to roll on you. And you'll end up getting busted, and or you'll get set up by some undercover cops or whatever. You'll get busted, and then they're going to try to get you to roll on somebody. So maybe you should think in advance whether or not you're willing to...
What am I going to do when this happens?
Right. Whether or not you're willing to, when under the pressure of facing years in prison, perhaps, what you're going to do and how you're going to handle that. And if you're not willing to man up and you know, stay quiet and protect the people that you supposedly care about... then don't get into that business if you can't handle the pressure. But again, whether or not you're expecting pressure doesn't matter. They can come after you for anything. So you might want to consider this whether or not you're a drug dealer or whether or not you're, you know, planning some sort of protest or whatever it is you're doing. You might want to consider how you'll handle being interrogated by the police and whether or not you're going to give up information on other peaceful people. You know, it's one thing to tell the police that you know a murderer's hiding somewhere. It's another thing to tell the police somebody's, you know, a drug user or a drug dealer or, you know, they're an anarchist or whatever.
In some of these cases, it appears these informants are just telling people, oh, yes, there's a house on, you know, Rogers Street at 1114 or whatever it is, just giving some random numbers. I mean, that's how a lot of these mistaken raids occur.
So I hope she is inspirational, because I know that when people stand up for what they believe in, that inspires me. She's inspirational to me, and I'm hoping that you'll get some of that from her, because you can't, I mean, really, are you going to keep your head down for your whole life? Is that what you really want? Because you made that statement earlier, Mark, when I first started this story. I said, well, you know, people they just want to get through their lives, and I get it. Who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want to enjoy a nice life with the people they love, enjoy the wonderful things that we have here in this great, you know, this great place that we live? It's a very comfortable life in general. But I don't see how you can enjoy those things if you know this stuff is going on. And I don't see how you can do it when you aren't doing anything about it. And I know, I'm talking in general, right? Like, so a lot of people listening are doing things, and I appreciate that. Thank you for everything that you do. Even if it's just spreading the word about liberty, that's doing something. But how can anybody stand by and hear about these tragedies and these horrible stories, the grandmothers being shot by the police in mistaken drug raids, dogs being murdered by the cops left and right in any kind of encounter, even the cops just being called to someone's house on a burglar alarm to murder a dog.
There was one instance where we were asking for directions. They went to somebody's house and opened the gate up to go in, up to the door
the
and
dog.
Ask for direction and shot the dog.
Or, you know, innocent ladies like this being put in jail cells, prison cells, who haven't harmed anyone else. I mean, how this stuff can just blow by someone who's a human being, and they can just ignore it and just say to themselves, oh, well, I don't break the law, so it won't ever happen to me. Oh, she must be a bad person. She must be a lawbreaker. There's a reason they're putting her in prison. I mean, to just ignore all of it and to just go about your life, I think that's pathetic.
Well, I think
opinion.
In a lot of cases, people aren't necessarily ignoring all of that. Not everybody has the same exposure to all of these stories
sure.
as the three of us do. You know, Like, I read these stories every single day. I see this in my Facebook news feed and various sites that I look at. But someone like my mom, I don't think that she would have any idea that this kind of stuff happens regularly because she just watches the news and they don't report on this kind of stuff. So she might see something like this once and say, oh, well, she might have done something wrong. But she doesn't have the same perspective or the same information that the three of us do. So it's really just ignorance. It's not, I don't think it makes you a bad person.
I agree. If you're ignorant, that's one thing. But if you know it's going on and you do nothing about it, then I think that that's really embarrassing. Like, you are not a good human being.
There's only so much that somebody can do, and everybody has their own threshold, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is the formula that gets you, Ian, put in jail, because you say, well, I need to do more,
yeah,
otherwise
right.
I'm a coward. And that's the story you tell yourself, is I've got to do more, or I'm a coward, I've got to do more, or I'm a coward, and I think that people should certainly speak up when they see things going wrong.
Speak up? How about stop paying taxes? That's something you can do. I mean, wouldn't it be nice to
it's
not...
It's a powerful position,
wouldn't
isn't
it? Wouldn't it be nice to not pay the bill for this woman to be locked in prison? To actually not have that blood on your hands, so to speak?
Okay. Now, I understand where you're coming from, and I would love to get to a point where I'm not paying taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point in time, I am paying taxes.
Right.
I have to work. I have to feed myself.
Let's call them income taxes just to make
How about business owners, though? They could stop collecting the taxes. Like, if the owner of your business that you work for...
I'm just not sure that I agree with your pompous, I'm so much better than you.
I'm not saying I'm
better. Because you still pay taxes
attitude. I'm not saying I'm better than you. I'm just saying, wouldn't it be nice to not have the blood on your hands?
I would love that.
Right.
But it's just not an option for me right now.
855-453. If the business owner that you work for said, I'm no longer going to be withholding taxes, if you want to pay them, it's on you, what would you do then?
I wouldn't pay them.
Excellent. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. What's your next?
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting InstaFlex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of InstaFlex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-943-5258. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting InstaFlex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. InstaFlex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-943-5258. Call now for your 2-week InstaFlex sample. 1-800-943-5258.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring us what you want. In the remaining moments here at 855-453. Toll-free number 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can AMP. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you send in $5 a month. We take that money and invest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more Internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom, because darn it, that's important. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And we've been talking about the tragic story of activists in the Northwest who have been imprisoned because they wouldn't go in front of a grand jury and testify or answer questions. They used their supposed right to remain silent, and for that effort, they have been put in a prison cell for something like what could be 18 months. And I was just talking about how inspirational I found this young lady and her statement that she made before going to prison, that she could have, like, you know, walked away from this. She could have just gone in front of the grand jury and answered whatever their questions were and given up whatever information they wanted from her. They'd granted her immunity, and she could have just walked away from it. But she didn't. She stood up for what she really believed in, and she put her personal freedom on the line. And it brings me to the question of, what is it going to take for you to put your personal freedom on the line? You don't have to. You can keep going through life and, you know, enjoying the bread and circuses and not paying attention to what's going on around you and all the people like this young lady and her friends that are being aggressed against and put in prison, not to mention the, 1.5 million peaceful drug users that are also being locked up on a regular basis every single year in this country. You can just ignore all of that. You can ignore the murdering of the innocent people in the Middle East by the U.S. military, just all the terrible things
so
that are going on.
So you just said that if you don't put your personal freedom on the line, that you are ignoring all of that.
I think that people should stand up for the freedoms of others. Yeah, I think it's really important. Like, if you want to be free in your life, that you should stand up for what others, you know, for those people's freedoms.
But
and you can live
the
life.
What is the definition of stand up?
Well, it could mean different things, right? Like, you don't have to go all the way and, you know, put everything on the line, but putting something on the line would be nice. You know, taking some level of risk, you know, putting yourself out there. I mean, there was a guy that I was talking to over the weekend who I like a lot personally, but he was telling me how scared he was. And he's not even doing anything of any, you know, like, public aspect. Like, he's not speaking out publicly. He's not even writing letters to the editor as far as what he's doing. He's doing some behind-the-scenes activism, sort of helping out with things quietly. And he's scared to do anything more than that. Like, would be scared to even maybe run a political campaign. And it's because they're scary, and they do horrible things to people that that step forward and put something on the line. And, yeah, you can keep going through life just, you know, living life day to day and trying to enjoy it as much as you possibly can. And there's a good life out there if that's what you want to do. And if that's what's important to you, that's fine. But if it's upsetting to you to see other people aggressed against, then I would ask, what's it going to take to get you to have at least a portion of the courage that this woman did and be willing to take a risk for freedom? There's no answer to the question.
Yeah,
it's your own personal. It's your own personal journey, right?
You know, I sit in here and I do a talk show with a guy who you know goes on the air at least once a week. You must say I don't pay income taxes, right?
I don't know if it's once a week, but
often enough.
Often
enough, you say that, and you know your stand for liberty is huge. I have a family and, you know, believe that Free Talk Live, the voice of this radio program, is extraordinarily important. And if, for whatever reason, you're disappeared again from last week's incident, and you're disappeared again because you haven't paid income taxes or whatever the reason is, it's not like you haven't been put in, that somebody has to run this. So it's difficult for me to think that you've got this strong position and that I'm not as willing to make those choices, because I think it's a strong position and I'm not going to find anything wrong with it. But at the same time, yeah, you know, the reason I continue to pay income taxes, and I think that the most people continue to pay income taxes. Actually, I don't pay income taxes. I do file my IRS return, but I've not met the threshold. The reason I do that is fear. It's fear. I'd prefer not to fill out that form.
Admitting that you have the fear is a good, you know, important thing to do. I think a lot of people have it, and I have it. You know, I'm scared of sometimes of what they do, but I try to put those thoughts out of my mind and focus more on positive things and focus more on what can I do to make a difference. Because, you know, I'm not here to just suck air and eat food and crap until I die. Like, I'm here to be as free as possible and help others do that as well. And if that means that I have to take some personal risk and put my own freedom on the line in order to help other people understand, hey, look, that guy on the radio can do it, maybe I can do it, then I'm willing to do that. And I understand that by coming out, like, simply by coming on the air and talking about liberty and talking about how government is aggression, I mean, you're threatening the status quo. You're already at risk. You understand? You, by virtue of being here behind that microphone, are already at risk. If they decided they wanted to shut down dissenters tomorrow, we'd be on that list. So they could very well come in if they decided they didn't like Free Talk Live or that we were having too much of an effect, because we're not really a big show. I mean, we're not really, you know, out there in any sort of significant
fashion.
We're
not in the top 10 radio programs in America.
So if they decided tomorrow they wanted to come and get you for something, they could figure out some reason to do it, and even if they didn't have a good reason, they'd do it anyway, like they did with Bradley Manning, and lock you up for years. So once you get to the point where you realize they already are threatening you and that you've already put it on the line, it's no matter to continue on. You have to get over the idea that it's defeating that fear that is so important. And that's why I wanted to share this lady's story, because she, despite experiencing the fear, she stood up to it and she faced it, and now she's going to prison for it. And I think it's incredibly inspirational, because if everybody who felt the way we did would do something about it and stand up and refuse to obey and refuse to pay into this system, it would be a huge change. It would be huge.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. If 50,000 people said, I'm not paying income taxes, they wouldn't be able to do anything about it. They'd come after a few. They'd try to make some kind of example of them. But all in all, they wouldn't be able to do much.
And she touches on that when she says they want you to feel alone. They want you to feel alone. They want you to be afraid, so you'll do what they say. And that's why getting together is more important. Is one of the most important things you can do. Go to freestateproject.org. Whether you're ready to stand up and go, you know, to the mat or not, you can still do less risky things. You can run for political office. You can, you know, write letters to the editor. You can work behind the scenes. But getting together with other people who get what freedom is, who are willing to step up and, you know, take a little bit of risk supporting those people, There's roles for everybody. Not everybody has to go to the wall and be, you know, Derek J. with a victimless crime spree. But to do something. To not just sit
there
and take it.
Well, in this particular case, she was attacked, basically. She's on the defense.
They brought it to her.
Right. And I can't say that I would react differently if I were in that situation. But I'm somebody who currently I pay taxes. And, I mean, I have a job and I don't have a choice. And I'm not going to quit my job just so that I can be so principled that I don't pay taxes.
No, of course,
because
not.
I want to have a nice life, and have all the things I would
like
to have.
I'm not saying don't enjoy life. I'm not saying don't enjoy, you know, the life that we have. But I am saying that if other people are being aggressed against, maybe there's something you could do that you're not doing. That's all. I'm not saying you're not doing anything, Julia, because you certainly are. And I'm not saying that you, the listener, aren't doing anything. I don't know you. But maybe there's something that you're not doing that you want to do that you're not doing because you're afraid. That's what I'd like you to get over, is the fear. Just try it. Try taking a little bit of risk. Let's go to Phil, listening in San Jose. You're on Free Talk Live. Phil.
Oh, yeah, I'm on the radio?
You are. Go ahead.
I just wanted to bring some information. Let me turn my radio down.
Always a good idea.
I guess not. Anyway, are you familiar with the United Universal Code that they use, the government uses?
Are you talking about the Universal Commercial Code?
Yes.
Yes? What about it?
Well, that's how they control all of us through that...
in my opinion, a ridiculous conspiracy theory. I wish we had more time to get into it. You're welcome to call another night when we aren't wrapping up the show, and we could talk more about the UCC and these theories that people have about how all you have to do is cite UCC Section 1307, and then the government will leave you alone. Well, I've tried that stuff, and it doesn't work. Have you tried that?
Well, I got the American Sovereign Bulletin, and it talks about that.
But you haven't actually tried it.
I've been reading their books.
Right.
I'm trying to get into it. But.
You know, Phil, let us know how it works out for you. If you actually do try it, we'd appreciate hearing a follow-up call, and thank you for the call tonight. Lisa is with us listening in New Hampshire. Go ahead, try it. It won't work, I guarantee you. If it does, I'd love to hear the story and see the evidence, the proof that it actually did work. Lisa, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm calling about the fact that when you do take a stand and you get involved in speaking out or a peaceful protest or even filing a sex harassment lawsuit, then everything becomes a matter of public record. And the internet these days basically is able to pull up, when you put somebody's name in, all this negative stuff about the person in terms of what they have done. And then it can be tough to get a job.
Lisa,
so
I'd love to hear more about your story. If you want to give us a call tomorrow night right at the beginning of the show, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, we'd love to hear from you and continue this discussion at that time. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Quantum vibes, the year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Many are suffering financially. Even the U.S. government's having credit problems. How about you? Having bad credit affects you in many ways. Work opportunities, purchasing or refinancing a home, buying a car, or opening a bank account. Learn how to restore your credit for free. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free credit restoration guide. Learn how to recover financially. Call 1-800-819-6545. The guides are free as long as they last. Call 1-800-819-6545.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.